Dad Jokes with Murray Olds. Good morning, mate.
Morning, me old mate. How are you going?
I'm good, I'm good.
What do you call a number that can't keep still?
I don't know.
A Roman numeral.
Ah.
Hear about the lawyer. He's in with his client. I've got some good news and some bad news. What's the bad news, says the accused? The bad news is your blood's all over the crime scene. DNA tests prove you did it. Oh, says the criminal. What's the good news? Well, your cholesterol's great. After a checkup, the doctor says to the patient, is there anything you'd like to discuss? Well, says the patient, I was thinking about getting a vasectomy. Well, it's a big decision, says the doctor. Have you discussed this with your family? He says, yeah, we took a vote, 17-2 in favour. Look, don't get any better.
I've been telling this one for a while. It's not quite a dad joke, and I apologise. I'm just using it so much, but I'm in love with it at the moment. After Q&A the other week, Pauline Hanson, stunned to discover that Sam Dastyari is a non-practicing Muslim, and she thinks, maybe I don't know as much about Muslims as I thought I did. Maybe I've based an entire political party on something I'm not actually an expert on.
Who'd have thunk it?
She gets a bit worried. She thinks, I better do something about this. So she races out the front door, fast as she can, straight into the nearest mosque. You know, just doesn't even hesitate. Too worried about lefty media hiding in bushes. Just runs straight in, grabs a copy of the Quran, starts speed reading it to just learn everything she can. The imam's out back. He hears the kerfuffle, hears the noise. He's like, what's that? Opens the door, absolutely shocked at what he sees before him. He's like, Pauline, what are you doing? Slow down. Islam is not a race.
Very good.
Thank
I
you
like
very
it.
Much. Thank you very much. Now, hang on. I wanted to talk quickly about Olympics, because I know this is the first one you won't be going to in
20 years.
20 years. Now, we've been talking a lot about Russia.
Yeah.
I think I had anticipated that the IOC would probably make a blanket ban. I was clearly very, very wrong about
that. They wimped out.
Well, they wimped out over a commercial reason is my kind of gut feeling. And you and I have spoken about this briefly, but Russia is a huge influence on the Olympic Games.
People are
going to be watching for that.
Commercial reasons, political reasons, and because the IOC is so terrified of blowback from a big player like Russia. Politically, have a look. I mean, Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, he's a black belt in judo. He's the vice president of the International Judo Federation.
You know, you can safely,
he started judo when he was 12. He's a black belt. And this is the guy Tony Abbott wanted a shirt front. Good luck, Tone. So I would bet that the International Judo Federation will not be banning any Russian athletes. That's the political side. The commercial side, I mean, Russia's a huge country. It's a massive Olympic competitor, has been for years and years and years. Is the IOC really going to effectively cutting off its foot? I mean, it's basically saying, you know, here's this monster player. It's always the top one, two, three, or four.
Absolutely.
Are we really going to ban these athletes? Well, yes, if you had any ticker, you would have. Because this is not an isolated, as the Russians want us to have, want to have us believe, Putin and Mutko as sports minister and the head of the Russian Olympic Committee, or you're just picking on us. No, we're not. The world is as exposed you as the architects of a program deliberately designed to cheat, to pump up your own tires, to win athletes, for athletes to win medals when they're high as kites on performance-enhancing drugs. It's as pure and simple as that. So what the IOC did, and had the opportunity to send a message to every athlete in every nation around the world, if you cheat, you will get caught. The chemists are catching up. Sadly, the druggies and the chemists who are making the drugs are always a tiny step in front.
It's an amazing race to watch by
itself. It is a race. Indeed it is. But here's the thing. Overnight, we've now had, it's almost 100 Russian athletes, because the IOC, go back half a step, the IOC, the executive board of the IOC met over the weekend. Shall we have a blanket ban? All no, says Thomas Bach. It's, and the IOC, cowardly behaviour in my view, used the precedent that had been set by the International Amateur Athletics Federation, the IAAF, banned Russia's track and field team last November from the Games because it was pure and simple. They were cheating. So the IOC said, well, look what athletics did. All the other sports can do the same. And you and I both discussed, there's nothing going to happen. Well, overnight, 22 of 28 Russian rowers gone. 22 of 28. That's allowed the Australian women's eight to get into Rio.
That's
so
good.
They are on the plane as we speak, just about. You've had no judo, has been, but
well,
you've had canoeists, you've had modern pentathletes, you had the track and field team as well. Nearly 100 Russian athletes will not be there. Still leaves a hell of a big team. They'll probably be, well, they'll be up with China and the United States, one of the big, and Australia, one of the, and Great Britain, one of the biggest teams there. But for me, Nick, every single Russian medal will be tainted at these games. It won't be worth a sayo cracker.
No. And this scrutiny they're going to be under, it's going to be exhausting for everyone, for the scrutineers, for the chemists, for the athletes themselves.
What about the Rio Olympic Games drug testing lab? It's only just got its accreditation back because, well, you know, the locks don't work in the doors. Let's get buddy Baron Joey Locksmiths over there. Can we do that? Oh, I mean, it's just a joke, an absolute joke. Why are we still testing samples that were provided by medalists in Beijing 2008 and in 2012? And they're getting positives.
I was about to say, we're finding stuff, aren't we?
That's finding stuff. Because 8 years on, they've got much better detection techniques and the cheats are getting caught. It doesn't help Nathan Deeks is the world, the Australian athlete who finished second in the 50K walk in London. He was dudded out of his moment in the sun by the Russian cheat. I mean, this guy's built like a bloody greyhound. I mean, so is Deeks, for that matter. But Deeks didn't go positive. The Russian guy did. He looks like a grand who hasn't been fed for 6 months, and he won the gold medal. He had the moment on the top of the dais, doing these ones to the crowd. Thank you, thank you. Cheat, get out. They missed that moment.
They did.
Every Russian medal at these games, for me, will be an absolute waste of space. Not interested. And are we really getting to this? I thought this debate had finished. You know, there are people who will tell you we should have the drug games. Well, okay, you tell that to McDonald's and Coca-Cola and IBM and all the other top sponsors. They don't want to borrow that. People who like sport don't want to borrow that.
No, they don't.
It's a joke.
I've said it jokingly. I've never meant it at all, of course. It'd be a ridiculous idea. No one would be into it. Murray, thank you very much. I'll let you go because we're seeing you in just a couple of minutes for news.
I'm here all week.